Baseline goes Cox. Now back to left wing to Norris. Gives it out to Hall. She'll shoot a three. It's good. First bank three, Chelsea Hall. So Blackman takes the lead by one, 3-2. Eubank has it for Oakland. Killings guarding her. Gets a pick from Riggins. Now gives over to Barnes to Barrett. Open for three. It's short. Rebound picked up. Riggins gets a rebound. Goes up. And now going to draw a foul. And Courtney Cox, I think, got her behind the back there.
Boy, Oakland doing a good job early on, John, with rebounds. They've out-rebounded Blackman 5-0 here in the first couple of minutes.
Micah Norris, I beg your pardon, got the foul. First team foul on Blackman. Riggins at the line gets her first point of the night. 5:27 to go in the first. We're all tied up at three.
So no slow start here in this one for Oakland. They've come out pretty well.
Second free throw. Riggins misses it. Rebound Johnson for Blackman. Tosses it over to Hall, and she'll bring it down the floor. Had an exciting boys game. Just finished up 45-44. Blackman a winner if you just joined us. Inside to Hall. Reverse layup. Good. And a foul.
Woo.
What a basket. John, we've got a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Middle Tennessee leading FAU 25-14. 4 minutes to play in the first half. You can listen to that men's game live on 89.5 WMOT or tape delayed here after our contest tonight.
Hall gets the points. She's got all six of the Blackman Blaze points tonight. And against the zone, it's going to be really important for Chelsea to shoot the ball. Eubank has it, gives it to Oliver. Oh, Blackman pressing. Oliver dribbles through two, can't get by the third one, gets it back, however. Eubank drives, spins, gives off to Riggins. Driving, tries to give it inside to Oliver, and it's picked off by Hall. Turnover for Oakland, that's number two. Hall to Killings. Back out, Cox. Dribbles with the right hand, now loses it out of bounds, and we have a foul on the play.
John, we do have some new news. In the Region 5 first round, the Middle Tennessee Christian School boys will play East Robertson in the first round. We'll host them next Saturday night.
Eubanks to Riggins, driving, stops, shoots, 12-footer short. Rebound, Oliver. Doing a good job on the offensive glass. Riggins open from the foul line, and she hits. Ellen Riggins has three. And it's 6-5, Blackman.
Oakland staying in that zone, John. It's a 2-3.
Blackman going toward the concession stand. I'll make that the swimming pool. I've been so long since I've been able to get to the concession stand, I forgot where it was. Turnover for Blackman as the pass goes awry, and it'll be the first turnover for Blackman. And Oakland will have it. Pressure from the Blaze. Oliver throws it into Eubank. Back to Oliver. They give it over to Barnes. Back to Oliver. Driving at the foul line. Gives it off to Barnes. Sets it back up. 6-5 Blackman. 3:58 to go in the first. Eubank gets it inside to Riggins. Very active on the underneath tonight. Barrett open for three. No good. Rebound. Oliver gets it down. That's about the fourth rebound she's gotten. Eubank drives baseline. Goes up. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. There's Eubank getting her own rebound and misses the shot. And down with the rebound is Blackman finally. 6-5. Blackman with the lead and the ball. Norris rips it around to Hall. Open. Yes! Chelsea Hall with a first bank three. And she is on fire. And it's, speaking of on fire, Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug, they're this hot as firecracker.
They're on. They've always been on fire.
When it comes to auctions, they're on fire.
They do that really fast talking like their pants are on fire. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, experienced, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Now, we're talking about years and years of experience and training that they go through to do this. They're not only the industry leaders here in Rutherford County, but around the Southeast. So talk to them. Let them put that experience and the technology that Bob Parks Auction has that none of the others do, put you in the driver's seat and bring the buyers to you. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug are auctioneers at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com.
9-5 Blackman, and Chelsea Hall has 9 of the points. That would be all of them. Barnes, baseline driving, gets tripped up and going to be fouled here.
I think that's on Norris, and would that not be her second?
Yes, it is. Micah Norris, second foul, and it's the team third. And Courtney Cox getting ready to check back in. Lob into Eubank. Gives it to Barnes. Oliver comes out to get it. Takes a dribble with the right hand. Now spins back around to Eubank. Stops, shoots. Long three's no good. Rebound, Norris. Here come the Blaze. Micah gives it over to Killings. Tries to feed it down low, and it's intercepted by Riggins. Barnes scoots it back out. In some trouble. Gets it inside to Riggins. Over to Eubank. Eubank spins. Goes up. Scoop shot. And she's going to be fouled. Killings was around there. Let's see if it's on her. And it is. Her first and the fourth team foul on Blackman. One thing Oakland's doing, they're going to the hole. Eubank's going to shoot free throws here. Two shots for Emily Eubank.
John, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Middle Tennessee leads FAU 32-22 at the half. The Blue Raiders leading FAU on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. You can hear that game right now live on 89.5 WMOT and also tape delayed after our broadcast here.
Caitlin King in the game for Oakland. Eubank gets the second of two. 9-6 the score. Amanda Pollock in for Blackman. Over to Morgan Miller, who checked in as well. The Hall bounces it down low to Johnson, and a foul going to be called on Caitlin King reaching in. So Morgan Miller in, Amanda Pollock in. They may have to see some valuable minutes tonight with the foul situation. Hall trying to find some help, finally finds Johnson. To Miller, to Cox. Now gives it back out to Hall. They'll set it back up. 9-6 Blackman, 2:11 to go in the first. Hall to Morgan Miller, to Pollock. Oakland still in that zone. And the ball is kicked by Oliver and out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's ball. Brian, Chelsea Hall has exploded for 9 points, but otherwise pretty much silence on the Blackman offensive end.
Yeah, she's hit one, two from outside as well and rest at the free throw line. So Oakland doing a pretty good job.
Pollock to throw it in, does so to Hall. And now some trapping going on here by Oakland. Oliver playing out at the top on defense. Cox to Pollock. Miller gets it to Johnson. She's going to lose it. It's going to go out of bounds on the Oakland bench. Another turnover for Blackman. That's three for the Blaze. 9-6 our score. Oakland trails by three as they bring it up. Emily Eubank standing at the big O here at Randy King Gymnasium. Eubank takes a couple of dribbles. Right side it goes to Barrett. Back to the right wing to Eubank. Ball tipped, stolen away by Pollock. Here come the Blaze after the third Oakland turnover. Pollock looks for help, gives it to Hall. Between the circles, over now to Miller. Back out to Hall, whipping it around to the left side. Cox has it in the corner. Cross court pass, Hall, open again. No good this time, rebound, Cox. Drives, goes in, shot no good, and she walked before she took the shot. Four turnovers for the Blaze. Thought she might have been pushed, but they call a walk on Courtney. Oakland's ball, still 9-6. Eubank to Barrett. left side. Now to Oliver, top of the key. Back over right wing to Eubank. Back to Barrett. Gives it to Riggins. Stops at the foul line. Puts it up. Short. Rebound. Cox. Hall drives left side. Is it back to Cox? 2-3 zone for Oakland. 18 seconds on the first quarter clock. Blackman definitely going to play for one here. Gives it cross court to Cox. Going to drive baseline. Go up. Scoop. No good. Rebound. Tipped away. Oliver's got it. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Oliver, desperation shot at the horn. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with a score. Blackman 9. Oakland 6, you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball District 7 AAA Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Blackman with the basketball and a 9-6 lead. Pollock has it. Over to Killings. Mike Norris sitting on the bench with two. Pollock, left side, it goes to Hall. And now Oakland is in a man-to-man. Miller gives it over to Killings. It's a pick from Miller. Inside it goes to Johnson. King picks her up. There's Pollock open. In and out. No good. King tips it. Goes to Eubank. Here come the pass. Streaking down the floor is Oliver. Stops. Gives it out to Eubank. Open for three. In and out. Rebound. King comes down with it. Trying for some help. Does get it. Now she double dribbles. Turnover, Oakland. And both teams really finding trouble hitting that next basket. 7:07 to go here in the half. Just joined us, Riverdale a winner tonight over the Smyrna girls, and the Blackman boys escaped a huge upset to the Smyrna Bulldogs.
A free throw with 0.5 seconds left by Damian Sales, the difference in that one.
Bouncer to Hall, over the corner to Miller, double teamed, in some trouble, now tipped, Oliver, it's a horse race. Oliver diving for it. Hall comes up with it. And here comes Blackman. Miller shoots a three. In and out. A rebound. Picked up Riggins. Over to Eubank. Here come the Pats. Spins. Eubank. Riggins shoots from outside. It's good. First bank three. Ellen Riggins. She has six. And we're tied at 9. Hall walks it across the timeline. Gives it over to Miller. To Pollock. Over to Killings. Looks for help. Still looking. In some trouble. Now finds Hall. Gives it back out to Kennedy Killings. Dribbles a couple of times and gives it back out to Hall. And they'll set it back up. Good defense by the Patriots tonight, as has Blackman. All knotted up at 9. Miller. Right side, Killings. Picked up, goes in the corner to Johnson. Now to Hall. She drives, scoops it out to Pollock, who's open, short, rebound, tipped away, Barrett to Oliver. Oliver stops, goes up. They're going to call an offensive foul on Kalen Oliver.
Blackman has not scored in this quarter, and John Oakland has a first bank three. That's the difference. That's why we're tied here at nine apiece.
Courtney Cox getting ready to check back in along with Micah Norris. Alex Johnson in, Amanda Pollock also in. Killings comes out. Riggins, King, Barrett. Now Kira House is in with Eubank. Here's a lob over to Hall. She's open again. She takes the shot, misses it. Cox tips it out. And they give it out to House, who's way out in front. Hall picks her up. Bounce pass to Riggins. Cox intercepts the basketball. Here's the jumper from Hall from the corner. No good. Rebound. And a foul going to be called here. And it's going to be on an 11. But Monica Barrett and Chad Hibden just breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah, it's not his 11 who has two fouls already.
Speaking of 11, Norris has it. Goes down low, Johnson spins, turns around, misses the shot. Cox goes up, Barrett gets her in a jump. And it'll be Oakland's basketball. 4:41 to go here in the half, 9-9.
Blackman's missed eight shots in a row, John. They have definitely cooled off after Chelsea Hall. She scored all 9 points, and those came early in the first quarter.
Here's Riggins. Gives it back out to Eubank. They'll set it up.
But Oakland has not used that as an advantage right now. They have kind of struggled themselves.
Barrett, back door, layup good. Monica Barrett's first basket, and Oakland takes the lead 11-9. Hall walks it up. Over to Norris, left side, takes a couple of dribbles, gives it to Pollock, who's open in the corner. Short, again, rebound. Hall gives it back out to Pollock. Back out to Hall. They'll set it back up. Over to Norris. House picks her up. Now they give it over at the foul line to Hall. Takes a couple of dribbles, dishes out to Pollock. Riggins picks her up. Micah Norris open. Jumper good from way outside. A first bank three for Micah.
Well, that's what the doctor ordered there for the Lady Blaze.
A lot of patience on offense. Eubank has it for Oakland. Spinning, gives it out to House. Riggins open from 15. Good. Ellen Riggins with eight.
Well, if she can get that outside jumper going, John, she's going to be fit to be tied tonight.
13-12, Oakland. Over to Norris. To Cox. Is that right? Here's House. Going to go up with it for the right hand and the right block. No good. Eubanks is there. She's fouled.
Rebounds for Oakland. 5 for Blackman. They don't have a rebound in this quarter. They've really struggled on the boards tonight. Oakland's done a good job pulling down rebounds.
At the line is Emily Eubank. 2:56 to go in the half. Emily eyes it, puts it up. Won't go. She'll get another one. Killings comes back in. Pollock goes out. Second free throw, also no good. King going to be over the back. Caitlin picks up another foul. And Blackman, we have a timeout on the court here at 2:55 mark. We'll take 1-2. 13-12, our score, Oakland on top. We'll be back.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Hi, I'm Andy and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail.
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service.
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you.
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
State Farm District Tournament basketball coverage brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
13-12 our score. Oakland leading by one with 2:46 to go in the half. Blackman has the basketball. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you from Oakland High School. The host of the district tournament this year. Doing a great job, too. Bounce pass. Right wing over to Johnson. Now back to Killings to Norris. Here's Cox going baseline. Puts it up off the window. Good from the left block. Courtney Cox with a big basket. And Blackman regains the lead 14-13. Eubank. Bounce pass to Riggins at the foul line. Now back to Eubank. Oliver. Has it, now gives it to Riggins. Kind of run a little high-low here. Oliver stops, shoots, turns around, short with a jumper. Riggins gets a rebound, good hustle. Out to Eubank. Over right side, it goes to Oliver. And Eubank sets it back up. A minute 48 to go here in the half. Norris to Barrett. Barrett to Eubank. Emily driving, spinning in the lane, puts it up, short, rebound. Hall comes away with it.
First rebound of the second quarter.
Hall, Killings, has it knocked away. Oliver can't come up with it. Norris gets it, puts it up, jumper's no good, rebound. Johnson, yes! Alex Johnson's first goal and his 16-13, three-point lead for the Blaze. Oliver feeds inside. It goes to House. Too strong off the glass. Rebound Cox. And Hall will try to settle things down as she walks it across. We're under a minute here in the first half with Blackman leading. Cox with the basketball between the circles. Goes left-handed pass over to Killings, left side. Now back to Hall. To Norris. To Cox. Oakland, pretty much this first half has played zone. And for the most part, it's been pretty effective. Killings almost loses it. Norris picks it up. Gets into a double team. And now Riggins tips it away. And now foul. Killings grabs House as Oakland had the numbers. The seventh turnover for Blackman. Kennedy Killings, her second foul. Miller coming back in along with Pollock. Going out will be Cox and Norris. Smart move there by Chad Hibden. Going to save Micah here for the probably the rest of the half. Make sure she doesn't pick up that third foul. Barrett throw it into Eubank. 22 seconds left on the first half clock. Oakland with the basketball, trailing by three. Eubank. Picks up the double team, gives it to Riggins. Now to House, they leave her open. Puts it up from about nine. Kira House with her first basket. And it's 16-15 Blackman, 2 seconds. Here's the shot at the horn, it misses. And that's the end of the first half. And we've got a good one going here, folks. It's Blackman 16, Oakland 15. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. We'll be back with halftime stats right after this.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric. Having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, between Kroger and the country club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District Tournament basketball coverage on WGNS AM FM, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and our friends at Martin's Home and Garden. And don't forget, check out GoPrimetimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. Don't forget, First Bank pregame show starts us off every game night. First Bank, where you matter most. And coming up, Prentice also heating in the air post-game show.
You know what I love about the district tournament, Brian?
What's that, John?
Well, you get to see everybody.
Yeah.
You get to see all the teams.
Yeah.
And we don't get that opportunity to do that very much.
Very true. You know,
everybody in one place. The showcase for everybody. And we're just glad to do it. Great host at Oakland tonight.
They really have been all throughout the entire tournament. We've had some good games. Had one upset. The very first game was an upset. Smyrna girls defeating Siegel girls. And last game we had, 45-44. Blackman wins it with 0.5 on the clock. Sales hit one of two free throws to give them the one-point lead. And here in this girls' game, 16-15, one-point lead for the Lady Blaze. So everything is kind of like what we thought it would be, very close.
And an entertaining halftime show. We've got various young people out there shooting the basketball.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
One day we may be calling their games for when they're playing at Siegel or Oakland or Riverdale or Blackman.
Never know. There's a couple down there that look like they have been playing today. So maybe some junior pro going on.
I know that I saw a couple of these young people playing Thomas McDaniel in a 2-on-2 game last night
after it was over. How did he do?
I don't know.
Jump shot needs a little work.
I think that, and I don't think he's used to the round ball.
Yeah.
I think he likes that oblong kind of weird-shaped ball.
Yeah. But I know he kept calling for the ball.
Yes.
Give me the ball. No. 16-15. I guess we better get away from that quickly.
Yeah, he may be listening.
I think so. 16-15, our score. Blackman leads by one, and rather low scoring first half, Brian, and a rather quick one. The scoring as we go over our stats. Brought to you by Ballparks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies. Monica Barrett has two for Oakland. Ellen Riggins with eight. She's got a First Bank three in there, too. Emily Eubank with one. Kaylin Oliver with two. Kira House has two for Blackman. Chelsea Hall with nine. In fact, she started off with the first nine Blackman points. Cox has two. Micah Norris with the First Bank three. And Alex Johnson with two. And I guess you could say in this game so far, people that have really that Riggins and Hall, you know they're going to score some. But there are some other guys from both teams that have not scored a lot, and I think that's going to change in the second half.
It's going to have to change. Something's going to have to break here, and I would say that all of these teams are going to be making some adjustments, John. And whoever makes the adjustments that kind of free something open, Oakland has done an effective job defensively in the first half with that zone that they've played, really kind of push things outside for Blackman. They're going to have to hit some of those shots and things like that. So with all that being said, I know both of these coaches, they're both very good. They're going to make some defensive adjustments. We'll just see who benefits from it, I guess.
And so far, nothing's been decided, a one-point margin. And you've got the team stats, I guess, and we'll get a chance to do that before we take another break.
All right. Rebounds, Oakland crashing the boards tonight, 16-7. They have the rebound advantage. From the foul line, 2 of 6 for Oakland, 33%. Blackman hit one free throw. Seven turnovers for Blackman, 5 for the Lady Patriots. Shooting from the field, 6 of 18 for Blackman, 33% with two First Bank threes. Oakland, 6 of 20, 30%, and they have one First Bank three. And right now, it's 16-15 Blackman. They led at the end of the first, 9-6. Oakland did take a lead a couple of times in the second quarter, so better cinch them up tight here for the second half.
And we'll take a break and come back with the second half of action for you. It's Oakland and Blackman. Blackman has a one-point lead, 16-15, right here at halftime. Stay with us.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Music World, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Now with the second half starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies, here's John.
All right, Brian, it's Riggins, Barnes, Eubank, Oliver, and Barrett for Oakland. For Blackman, it's Hall, Norris, Cox, Johnson, and Kennedy Killings. As we start the second half, Blackman with the ball and a one-point lead. Killings to Norris in the lane, trying to get it inside to Killings, and does. Turn around, a little four-footer's no good. Johnson with a rebound, puts it back up. Make that Cox. Courtney Cox with four. Eubank has it for Oakland, cross court to Barrett, open, and hits the three. Monica Barrett with five, a first bank three.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. The Raiders go on a 10-0 run to open up the second half, lead 44-28, 15 minutes to play in the game on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. You can listen to that game live on 89.5 and tape delayed after our games here tonight.
Hall has it to Cox. And she dribbled. Makes that walk there. And a turnover for Blackman. All tied up at 18. That's the eighth Blackman turnover. Oakland has the basketball. 18-18 our score. 6:56 to go in the third quarter. Barrett couldn't handle it, but Barnes saves it. Back out to Eubank. Being double-teamed. Now back to Barnes. Barnes takes a few dribbles with the right hand. Goes back up. Now brings it back out to Oliver. Man-to-man defense for the Blaze. Lob inside. Give and go back door to Eubank. It's blocked by Johnson, and Norris comes away with it. Chelsea Hall brings it down the floor for the Blaze. Courtney Cox with the ball. I don't think we're good luck. I don't know about that.
It's Ben Dotson coming by. Pink shirt and all, man. Looking sharp.
Inside to Johnson. Couldn't handle the pass. Turnover Blackman. She was wide open down there and couldn't handle it. Morgan Miller coming in. Alex Johnson going to go take a seat to the bench.
Nine turnovers for the Lady Blaze here, John, as we're tied at 18.
Eubank brings it across the timeline for Oakland. It's a pick from Oliver. It's back out to Kira House, who just checked in. High low, down low to House. Turn around. She's fouled as she goes up with the jumper. And Kira House is going to go to the free throw line. And the foul on Courtney Cox.
Winner here is in the district championship game. To play Riverdale, the loser plays Smyrna in the consolation game.
Free
Monday
throw
night.
Is missed. Excuse me, Brian. What's Oakland doing at the free throw line when you get a chance? Free throw missed.
John, they are 2 of 8 right now.
Cox comes down with a rebound. Here's Norris going baseline, misses the shot. Barrett can't handle the rebound. Killings up with it. Too strong. Rebound tipped away. And it's going to belong to Oakland. Well, they were really fighting underneath there, and it just went off Norris's fingertips. Some pressure here by Blackman. They get it across to Kira House. House, bounce pass and a good one to Riggins. Turnaround floater in the lane, no good. Rebound, House saves it. Riggins battling for it. So is Cox. It's going to be a jump ball. Give it to Oakland.
John, it has been since 2002 since Oakland was in the district championship game. That was back in the old matchups in the Cookeville-Sparta district, old 7 AAA.
Oliver spins in the lane, puts it up and in. Little floater about 4 feet from the basket, and Oliver scores. 20-18, Oakland regains the lead. Hall walks it across. 4:58 to go in the third. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you from Oakland High School. Another game to go. Inside it goes to Cox. She loses it. Scramble for it. Picks it up. Nice save by Courtney Cox. To Hall, to Norris. Open for three. Yes. That's another one you can't give a lot of open space to. She's going to burn you. Six points.
And she hesitated just a minute, and nobody came over to pick her up, so she said, why not? She was open, canned the three.
21-20, Blackman. Boy, don't you have a feeling this one's going down to the wire, too?
Yes.
Riggins, top of the key to Barrett. Gives it over to Riggins. Stops, shoots, 15-footer, short. Rebound, Oliver. And I've got to tell you, Caitlin Oliver has gotten more loose balls and rebounds tonight than I've seen in a long time from one individual. And Oakland will get the ball underneath their basket. Johnson goes out. We'll make that Cox goes out. Johnson comes in. Eubank to Riggins to Barrett. Down low, Eubank working on Killings. The basket's up and good from the right block. Emily Eubank posting up down low. She has three, and Oakland takes the lead back, 22-21. Hall working it out to Miller at the foul line to Norris. Barrett picks her up. Killings drives baseline, now gives it back to Norris, to Miller, to Hall. Hall drives, stops, cross court to Norris. Now Norris drives in the lane, puts it up, banks it off the window, good.
Well, we're really seeing both teams step it up offensively and defensively. This is a fun game to watch.
23-22. Here's Barrett for three. Good grief. Everybody's hitting. Monica Barrett with eight. First bank three for Monica. 25-23 Oakland. Hall has it. Right wing. Now back to Killings. To Miller. They try to feed it inside. Barrett tips it. Can't get a control of it. Goes back to Hall. Over to Killings. Baseline. Stops. Blocked by Riggins. Killings gets it back, however. Gives it to Norris. Now back to Hall. And they'll set it back up again. Here's Micah with the basketball. Takes a couple of dribbles. Gives it over to Hall. Trying to post Johnson. House steals it away from her. House going to go all the way in, and a foul going to be called as House goes up. A great defensive play by Kira House. 10 turnovers. And Chelsea had to foul her as she went up.
John was just going to mention, since I talked about Oakland, their first trip, if they were to get to the championship game since 2002, Blackman went in 2004 and got beat by Cookeville 54-47. George Hockenberry was the head coach then, and the last 2 years in a row, it's been Riverdale and Blackman in the district championship game.
House hits the first one, misses the second. Rebound coming down with it is Miller. To Norris, to Hall. 26-23, Oakland. Pollock open from the corner, who just checked in, misses the shot. Riggins down with it. Over to Eubank, long pass down low to Oliver, and there's a collision, no call. And Pollock coming away with it for Blackman. Johnson throws it to Norris. Micah makes a move, now dishes off to Miller. Cross court to Hall, they leave her open, she drives instead, Johnson has it. Right wing, now back out to Hall. 3-point Oakland lead, 1:53 to go in the third. Hall, bounce pass to Miller, between the circles, now back to Hall. Right side, it goes to Pollock. To Johnson. They look down low, but nothing there. Now they look down low to Johnson. She goes up with it and puts it off the glass. Good. And Blackman wants a timeout as they cut the lead to one. 26-25, Oakland on top. And it gives us an opportunity to talk about Bob Park's auction again.
Well, when you need immediate results, no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Park's Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. No, they'll go out and get the buyers for you through internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. An update on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Middle Tennessee takes a 50-36 lead over FAU. 12 minutes left in the game on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and you can listen into that game live on 89.5. Or at the conclusion, we'll have the Lady Raider game and the men's game tape delayed right after we're done here tonight from Oakland High School.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
We're the Double Mint Twins.
Well,
maybe not.
You went a little far with that twin thing. Inside to Kaylin King, just came in off the left hand and good. 2 points for Kaylin King, 28-25 Oakland. King, Riggins, Eubank, House, and Barrett now in. Hall, Pollock, Johnson, Norris, and Miller in for Blackman. Pollock, bounce pass Johnson over the left corner. Now to Hall. Back to Norris. Barrett picks her up. Swings back inside to Miller. Pollock thought about it. Now gives it back out to Johnson in the corner. Intercepted by Barrett, maybe. Monica knocked it down, couldn't get to it. Now she falls to the floor. Hall's got the ball for Blackman. Over to Pollock. They'll set it back up. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. 28-25. Oakland with a three-point lead. Right side to Norris. Goes up with it. King going to foul her as she goes up.
Got by Barrett, and then King had to double down.
Third foul on Kaylin King, and at the line will be Micah Norris, a pretty good free throw shooter. A host of Blaze getting ready to come in. Free throw is up and missed by Micah. Cox comes in, Killings coming in, and I think Brooks is coming in, but probably for Micah Norris.
There have not been a lot of free throw shot in this game, John. That's only the second free throw attempted by Blackman, the third one coming up here.
Norris misses the second one. Oakland clings to a three-point lead as we close out the quarter. 19 seconds, Oakland with a chance to get the last shot. Barnes is in for Oakland. Gets a pick from King. Now back to Eubank. Inside to Riggins, 9 seconds. Feeds it off to Eubank. Great feed inside to King. She's fouled, and Micah Norris is going to pick it up. I don't know that Micah agreed with it, but she's going to get the foul nonetheless. Her third foul, and going to the line will be Kaylin King. Every free throw counts, even this early. Oakland struggling a little bit from the free throw line. Free throw is up. It's good. King gets the first one.
They're 4 of 11 now with that free throw by King.
Norris with her third foul. However, it could have been worse. She's played almost a quarter and a half without picking it up. King will get another shot. Free throw is up. It is good. King with two. 30-25. And Cairo is in for Oakland. Alexia Cairo. And coming out is King. 5 seconds, 1 second. I don't know if they're going to get a shot off. Hall does. Do they count it? Yes, they do. Boy, what a basket. She threw a hook shot up there from the corner and gets it. 30-28, a first bank free by Hall. Oakland leads by two. We'll start the exciting fourth quarter right after this.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, Here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors get a free taco, State Farm agent Jenny Allman, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
We start the fourth quarter of play, and it's 30-28 Oakland with a two-point lead. And Blackman with the ball. Cox goes up, and she walks. Turnover number 11 for Blackman.
Well, that Chelsea Hall three-pointer was really huge. It kind of evened things out a little bit when Oakland tried to stretch out the lead a bit. That was a big three. I don't know if it's going to make a difference in this game or not.
Yeah, Oakland had the momentum, and it kind of stopped that for a little bit. Barnes has it, gives it off to Oliver, to Eubank. Eubank spins, now gives it back out to Barnes. They'll set it back up. Micah Norris back into the ballgame for Blackman with those. And a timeout called. Jennifer Grandstaff not liking what she sees up to this point. And it is a 30-second timeout. We're going to take one, and we're going to, okay, we'll go ahead and take a break. Be right back. 30-second timeout.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field, whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture. TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
Oakland has the basketball. They have a two-point lead. Eubank at the foul line in some problems. Bounce pass Oliver. Kalen gives it back to Eubank. Under 7 minutes here in the game. Riggins shoots it from downtown. It's a first bank three for Riggins. She has 11, and this game just getting better as we go. 33-28, Blackman, who has answered every call up to this point, loses the basketball. An exciting girls game here tonight. Barrett, down low, King, she's open, layup good. Monica Barrett saw her down low. 6 points for King, and the lead just like that is expanded to seven.
Well, if you're Blackman, you really want to do something here on this trip. You don't want to let Oakland get too far out in front because momentum can carry you a long way in a tight game like this.
35-28. Lady Blaze, Cox has it. Cox in her career has hit some really big baskets, as has Chelsea Hall. Killings to Hall. Oakland's been in that zone the entire night. Over to Norris. Thinks about a three, now gives it to Cox. Drives, and she walks. Turnover Blackman. That is number 13 for the Blaze. Morgan Miller comes in. Killings coming out.
Maybe trying to do a little bit too much there. John, that's the second time tonight. She's glided in the lane and had to make an extra step, and good defense by Oakland to make force her into it.
Trying to bust through that zone, which has been very effective for the Patriots tonight. 35-28. And the ball's kicked, and it'll be Oakland's basketball. Now, if you're Jennifer Grandstaff, you're sitting there going, they're going to foul if you've got a lead, and you get down, and they're going to have to hit free throws. Whoever's in this game, whoever's got that lead late in the game, they're going to have to hit those free throws.
Oakland 5-12 from the foul line right now.
35-28, the Patriots lead by seven. Chad Hibden increasing the pressure a little. Monica Barrett to Oliver. Going to drive in the lane, runs right into Morgan Miller and walks. So exchange turnovers basically there. Boy, Miller just stood her ground, and Kaitlin Oliver just stopped immediately. Oliver goes out, and House comes in. 7-point Oakland lead, Blackman with the basketball. to Norris. Back out to Hall. She's going to take it from outside. No good. Rebound. King had it. Out of bounds. It's off Caitlin, and it'll be Blackman's basketball.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. The Raiders lead FAU 55-45. 8 minutes to go in the game. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, you can listen to it live on 89.5 WMOT.
Miller for three. No good. Rebound. Cox loses it. Emily Eubanks comes back with it. Cox took a hard spill for it. House has it. Gives it to Riggins from the foul line. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Cox. Courtney brings it up herself. 4:44 to go. Cox driving. Gives it over to Norris. Back to Johnson. And now foul going to be on Caitlin King, and I've got her as having four.
Well, she has played a heck of a game tonight, John. She's got 6 points, done it at the foul line, big rebounds in the game.
Put in just enough points to help out, hadn't she?
She really has. I mean, that's the kind of help that Oakland really looks for out of her.
Inbounds pass to Miller. Cox. Give it to Johnson. And now the foul on Riggins, pushing as they try to get it into Johnson. Ellen picks up her second foul. Are you getting excited or standing now?
Well, three games of
sitting.
Should
I stand?
No.
Should I stand or?
Just trying to stretch a little bit.
Cox comes out.
Am I making you nervous?
A little bit. I'm you know, added emphasis or something. Miller over to Hall. She's open. Takes the shot. It's up. It's too strong. Rebound. Oliver down with it. Here comes Eubanks streaking down the floor the right side. Getting into a double team, needs some help. Ball stolen away by Pauley. Good defense by the Blaze. Now scramble for it. We're at the 50, and it's first down for Oakland. Wow.
Oakland winning this quarter 5-0 because Blackman has not scratched in this first half of the fourth quarter.
And we're going to take time out, maybe calm things down a little bit. 4:11 to go here in the game. 35-28 Oakland. We'll take a timeout. Be right back.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography. 890-1558.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
These two teams split the regular season, and we've got a really good one going here. Oakland leads it by 7, 3:58 to go in the game. Eubank stands out and holds it, takes a couple of dribbles. Starting to get it close to crunch time for both teams. And a timeout. Grand staff is, let's put it this way. She's got a point to make to the team. And we'll take a timeout too. Be right back.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland with a basketball, leading by 7. Eubank has it after the timeout. Coach Grandstaff got a point across, gives it to Barrett. Back to Emily Eubank. As most of the time, Eubank has not come out of this game. I don't think Riggins has either. To Oliver, working some time off the clock. 3:21, over to House. Kira takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it back to Riggins in the corner. Riggins takes a look at the shot, but doesn't take it. Gives it to Eubank. They'll set it back up. Eubank approaching 3 minutes here. Gives it over to Riggins. Down low to Oliver. Going to spin in the lane. Goes up. It's blocked by Johnson. Rebound Miller. And a foul on Ellen Riggins. And that would be her third.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Franklin County girls defeated Shelbyville 46-28. Franklin County 46, Shelbyville 28. So that means it's Franklin County and Lawrence County in the girls championship game in 8AAA.
Hall brings it across the timeline. Big trip down for the Blaze. Norris gives it over to Cox. Lobs it over to Norris. Top of the key, inside Courtney Cox. Little jumper from eight, it's good. Cox with six. 35-30. Pressure by Blackman. Oliver gets it over. And now House saves it from going out of bounds. Big play. Then immediately throws it away to Hall. Gives it down low. Norris, layup good from the left block. Just like that, here come the Blaze. Norris has 10. Oakland now has a three-point lead with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go. Eubank spins in the lane, gives it to Riggins. Riggins up high, stops, shoots, jumper, good. Boy, clutch there. Riggins with 13. 37-32, the lead is five for Oakland. 1:46 to go. Cox throws it away. Riggins tips it, and Barrett comes down with it. Monica Barrett always seems to be at the right place at the right time. 1:33 to go, 37-32 Oakland. Eubank gets it to House. Blackman, and now a foul going to be called. I think Chelsea Hall is going to be the one they're going to call it on, and they do.
John, it's going to take – Blackman's going to have to foul now a lot. They've got one more or two more fouls to put Oakland at the foul line, and that's what they're trying to do here pretty quick.
Barnes comes in. Oliver goes out. It's Eubank, House, Barnes, Barrett, Riggins. Johnson goes out and picks up Barnes. Over to Eubank. 1:16 to go. House has it. Drives through, and a foul going to be called on Blackman. And you're right, Brian. I think they're trying to get him into that foul situation.
One more foul will put him in the bonus, and it'll be the 1-1. So it's going to come down to free throws here, it looks like.
Oliver comes back in. Barnes comes out. Over to Eubank. Eubank brings it across the timeline. 1:09 to go. Oakland leading by five. Over to Riggins. Cox, now back to Eubank. Back to Riggins, playing catch. And now the foul is going to be on Courtney Cox. And Riggins is going to go to the free throw line. I'm not sure now, Brian, who you want to foul if you're Blackman. I think you probably want to foul maybe, I don't know, House maybe? Oliver? Barnes is back in there now. Riggins is a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yeah, and Eubank is too, so.
Free throws, good. Riggins picks up her 14th point. Eyes the second one. It's up. It's also good. Big free throws by Riggins. Lead is seven. We're under a minute to play. Hall brings it up.
Makes it a three-possession game. Blackman really is going to have to score each time down.
Here's Johnson. Bounce pass down low. Cox misses the shot. Johnson tries to get the rebound. Scramble for it. Cox comes away with it. And a foul going to be called as Cox goes up. It looks like Courtney's going to be shooting here with 42 seconds to go in the game. Foul on Barnes.
Really not a bad deal if you're Blackman here, that you're going to the foul line. The clock stopped. If you can get a couple of points here, it gets it back to a two-possession game, which is what you want.
Cox at the free throw line. These are definitely big. Free throw's good. Courtney has seven. King going to come back in for Barnes. Maybe try to get a little more height in there if you're Oakland. Cox will get another one. Brooks is in for Blackman. Free throw, both of them good. Cox with eight. Lead is five. And Riggins is fouled immediately by Norris. So, Brian, if you're Oakland, you're going to win this game if you hit the free throws.
Well,
really, basically.
That's what it's going to come down to here, John. And I know Coach Hibden wanted to force Oakland to make one more pass and try to get Oliver to shoot the free throws and not Riggins, because I saw him say, we fouled too early.
Free throw good. Well, one thing, she's not wasting any time. She's got 16, 40-34, Oakland by six. Riggins with another try here. Same routine, shot, in and out this time. Rebound, picked up Norris. Blackman's got to hurry. Hall, going to drive, go up, scoop shot, good. Timeout Blackman, I believe. 40-36 the score, and that is indeed what has happened. Timeout Oakland. No, they've got a hurt player on the floor. Alex Johnson, didn't see her down there. And it is a timeout, and we'll take one, too. 40-36 Oakland with 31.5 seconds left on the clock. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
40-36 our score. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett here with you. Game three of the evening, and it's been a good one. Oakland leading, Alex Johnson being helped off the bench. Not a really good sign, but hopefully it's an ankle, not a knee. The way she's taking her shoe off, maybe that's what it is. A steal by Brooks on the inbounds. Brooks goes up, misses the shot. Out of bounds, it'll be Blackman's ball. Well, that was a great steal. Brooks couldn't convert on the basket. Barnes coming in. 22 seconds left on the clock. Oakland hanging on for dear life.
Huge play right here if Blackman scores, John.
Blackman throwing it in is Chelsea Hall. Gives it over to Killings. She's driving toward the basket. Goes up, puts it up and in. 40-38. 16 seconds to go. Eubank trying to get out of trouble. Gives it to Oliver. Gets it down the court. And a foul going to be called. And Brooks was racing to get a foul on her. 9 seconds to go. And Oliver going to go to the free throw line here.
John, obviously, Blackman scouted. They knew exactly who they wanted in these situations to put on the foul line. And Oliver was one of those for one reason or another. And they tried to do it the last possession, but they did get her this time to send her to the foul line for 1-1. This is the last time. It's the bonus.
40-38 the score. Oakland by two. Oliver shoots it. It does not go. Cox with it. Chance to tie or win the game. 6 seconds left. Hall to Cox. Cox going to drive. Go all the way in. Pushes it down. No good. And Norris gets a rebound, and it does not go. And Oakland has won this ball game by a 40-38 score. And Chad Hibben thinking maybe there should have been a foul on that last play. But Oakland prevails as they win it by a score of 40-38. And what a ball game we had. Our Prentice Austin Heating and Air post-game show tonight. I tell you what, players of the game are going to be hard to find, but I'm going to give it a shot here. Our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. For Oakland, it's got to be Ellen Riggins, 16 points on the night. She had a first bank three, hit 4 out of 5 big free throws to win this ball game. And